everybody. Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Guided Spirits Podcast. Today, we are going over the slogan for Savior Services, and this slogan is the foundation to making life whatever you can envision. So, simply put, as the title says, control your mind, control your life. And it seems pretty basic, right? Like, if you control your mind, aka the consciousness, which is your attention and, more importantly, your energy. And attention is just where your energy is going, but the energy and the amount of energy you have and the order of it, now that controls your consciousness. And your consciousness breaks your mind up. Like, it is what makes up the mind. And when you are conscious of your decisions in your life and what you're doing and why you want what you want, you're going to start controlling your life. You're going to be the driving force behind your vision, behind your goals, behind your dreams. And if you really do want control of your own fate, you got to control your focus. Most people have zero control of their focus. They can't even focus on a single task for much more than, I don't know, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Like, it's really hard to not get distracted in this world. When social media and the internet, like, came along, speaking, I'm 21 years old, so I grew up with this stuff. Like, it changed everything. Like, when I started to get on it, it was like, it's so easy. Like, in high school, it's so easy to be distracted. And all the notifications, like, if you're at work, like, it's so easy to just go on your phone. And there's always going to be people texting you. There's all these different social media apps with all this content bombarding you day after day. You're somehow trying to sort through it all. You have an absurd amount of, like, information, and now people are, like, trying to tell you what to do. Some are lying to you, some are telling you the truth, and you have to decipher all this information. And it's so hard to control your life when you can't even control what you're putting your attention to. And this is, like, that energy, like, you, it's like they vampire the energy out of you. As in, like, they suck it out of you. And, like, you have all these people trying to steal your energy. And once you have no energy, I mean, you're basically useless. You basically just die when you run out of energy. Like, simply put. So, if you can learn how to control your focus and attention, you will learn how to control your energy. And the more energy you have, the higher your mind will be, meaning you'll find yourself at an elevated level of consciousness. What I mean by this is when your ordered energy is at a very high vibration, you are going to be very conscious of the things you do and why you do them. If you're not conscious of what you're doing and why you're doing it, your vibration is not very high. And to have a high vibration is to have more energy. So basically what I'm saying is when you start thinking more about your decisions, you're going to be able to do more because you're going to be more aligned. You're going to be aligned with those values and the dreams and the vision. It's really comes down to that alignment and what you're choosing to focus your energy on. And this brings us to being a free thinker. The whole point of my course and the podcast and just, like, the MO of, like, my life, like, thinking for myself. And I want to say being a free thinker is more than just thinking for yourself, but it's more like thinking as the universe or thinking as the whole. If you were, like, thinking for the entire thing, like, the everything, like, how would you make it all better? Like, can you think that big is the first thing. Like, don't, like, if you can't envision, like, the universe becoming better as a whole, like, just start with yourself. Like, how can you make yourself better? And once you've made yourself better, then move on to your circle. Like, how can you make you and your friends better? Okay, move out. How can you make you and your community better? Okay, how can you make you and your state and maybe your like, region, your country, your continent, and then your planet? And then imagine, how can you make everything better? What if there's civilizations on all these different planets and they want to interact with us, but they're not ready to because we're so stupid. We're still killing each other as a species. I mean, like, isn't that logical? Like, I wouldn't want to do any business with us either. For real. It's tough. It really is tough. You got to, think as if you were the whole. How would you want to be treated? And then it's that golden rule. And now everyone will like to be treated just a little bit differently. It's because we're all individuals. But when you break it down, people will genuinely accept being treated with respect almost every time as a good thing. And I say almost because there's very few situations where some people like being disrespected. You can let your imagination go through that. But besides that, almost every time, people like to be respected. And what I'm saying here is you have to think as if you were everyone. What would you want? If you had that power, how could you make everything better? I firmly believe telling the truth is a great thing. If you can't tell the truth, how are you going to make the whole better? Because the whole is the truth. The truth is that everything is connected, or there wouldn't be a universe. The universe would not exist if it was not connected. That's quantum entanglement. Like, realistically speaking, what is going on one side of the universe is affecting the other side of the universe. And all this stuff is, like, scientifically proven. Now, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm just, like, talking about it in a smaller scale or a simpler scale that hopefully anyone can understand. When you're connected to someone else, say you accidentally hit someone while driving, well, that might affect someone's life. And say that person you accidentally hit was a doctor who was on his way to work to perform a life-saving surgery. And then all of a sudden, that person whose life depended on that doctor, now they died because you couldn't take the time to not read a text. Imagine that one. I mean, I'm sure it happened at some point. It's just a random situation I came up with. There's so many ways you can affect other people's lives positively and negatively. And what it comes down to is making good choices and being conscious what matters at the moment and what matters in the future. Some things only mattered in the past, and you just have to be mindful of what's going on. It really does come down to thinking for yourself and being a free thinker, and thinking as you were the whole and not just the one. You're always going to have to deal with other energies around you. You're going to have to adapt and overcome. You're going to have to be resilient when things don't go your way. You're going to need a little bit of grit and tenacity. You're going to have to suffer in certain situations just as everyone else has. There's no way to get through the suffering without suffering. It really is it. Like, you can find some pleasure in it, but at a certain point, it's gonna be there. And you just have to make it through. The only way is through. And that's the best thing I can say. When it comes to controlling your life, you're gonna have to make a choice. And the choice is as simple as this. You're either going to choose your suffering or your suffering's going to choose you. You're either going to suffer now or you're going to suffer later. And it's your choice to control that every single day. And there's a lot of terrible ways to suffer, but it's a control aspect. If you can control it, you can make life so much better, because you can make suffering almost fun. That's like when you're in the gym and you're in pain and you're working really hard, it's not like you hate it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you're making yourself better. You're focused on that physical plane of life. It's the same thing when you're upgrading your mindset and you have to really be resilient when things start going, like, not your way, like, the wrong way. So, like, if you... there was a situation at work the other day. I don't really want to talk about it, but it would be a great example because, like, something happened to someone that they weren't expecting, and it really affected them and what they own. And I felt really bad, but it was a great lesson for them as it taught them, like, what not to do again. And it was about making good choices and having focus on your, like, decisions, like, why are you doing the things you're doing, like, throughout the days? And it really was, like, I think it opened his eyes to, like, making better decisions. And I'm really happy that, like, he's definitely doing better now. That's all I gotta say. Anyways, for real, it comes down to thinking into the future a little bit more, making better choices. And not just thinking into the future, but thinking bigger. Like, they always say, if you accomplish your goals, you weren't thinking big enough. You have to, like, make your dream bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, how big can you actually dream? Like, how much money can you make in a year? I kind of hate that question because, like, money doesn't really help, like, at the highest level. At a certain point, it's like allocation of resources, where, like, what are you using that money for? And then that's what you actually have to be thinking of. Because, like, you can say, oh, we need, like, X amount of dollars to do this. But, like, how do you even do this is what you actually have to worry about. Like, it's not the money. It's, like, what do you need to create this? Like, what, like, do you need gold? Do you need silver? Do you need, like, some concrete? Do you need, like, building blocks? Like the pyramids of Giza, like, that didn't happen overnight. It's, like, it takes thinking big. Like, that was planned out so, so well. You got to think big. You got to use your imagination. You got to make a vision, and then you got to create that vision by making goals, and those goals lead you to dreams. The dreams, whether it's real life or in your sleep, it's all the same thing. It all comes back to your mind and having control over it. Whether you're lucid dreaming or you're creating a company through the waking days, like, it's all this merges into one. It merges into one life. And whatever you want to do, it's imagination. It's creating something. It's whatever you want. It's control of your life. It's control of your mind. It's control of those actions. Control of those words. Control of those thoughts that you respond to. I'm a firm believer that you are not your thoughts, but an observer of them. And as you start to choose certain thoughts over other ones to respond to, you'll get more or less of those thoughts. It's like the ripple effect. If you throw a pebble into the water, it's going to ripple out. If you keep throwing them in the same spot, meaning keep putting energy into the same thought, that thought will ripple out further and it will create branches. You can either let that flourish or you can kill it. You have a choice to make with every decision you make. It's whether you want to make something happen or you want it to not. It's all your choice. It's all choices in control of your life. I see it so clearly, and I want to be able to explain it as clearly as possible. And there's so many ways to go about it. But it really, this does come down to being mindful of your energy. And once you're mindful of your energy, you basically can do whatever you want because you're not wasting energy on stupid things. There's an infinite amount of things to do with your energy every day. And to have the focus of that energy and the attention of your own energy, that's like how you make your dreams come true. That's how you keep bad things from happening to you. That's how you create the life that you actually want. If things happen that you don't expect, well, maybe you're being tested by the universe. Maybe God's testing you. Maybe he wanted to see what you would do if something didn't go your way because things kept going your way. Maybe all it takes is this one thing to not go your way to completely throw you off your game. Is that really it? Like, all it is one thing and you're done for? How are you ever going to make it in this world if it's one thing? You have to learn how to get back to wherever you were at. If something comes and hits you, you got to hit it back harder. You got to get it so you can be the one in control. You have to control your mind and what you put your attention to, how you respond to the things that happen. Every choice you make has a ripple effect on every other object, atom, like every single particle. The whole quantum entanglement thing, it's all this, like, everything you do creates a ripple effect. Whatever you want, like, legitimately, whatever you want to happen, you speak into existence, then maybe you write it down, and then you start doing it in the material world. And that's the highest level of manifestation, is the creation of material. Like, if you can think of, like, atom, and then you can, like, literally, like, create that atom with the power of your mind, like, that's pretty cool stuff. Imagine if you could just create water. You have hydrogen and oxygen in your body. All you gotta do is, like, some, like, a hydrolysis. Like, said that wrong. It's dehydration. It's crazy. Put things together and break them apart. So, yeah, that's literally all I got. Whatever you want to come true, you can make true. Oh, it really does come down to thought. What are you thinking about? What do you want? Everything. Air. It's like to breathe underwater. Would it be possible? Imagination. It's like, it really is crazy. It really is crazy. So, I don't even know what to say at this point. I was just thinking about, like, fish breathing underwater with gills, and somehow, like, they, like, the water is oxygenated to a certain degree, and, like, they use that to, they use their gills to, like, separate it, and, like, somehow they pull, like, water out, and then there's, like, amphibians and stuff. It's crazy. I don't know. That's what this came to my mind. I hope that made you laugh. I'm gonna leave this in there. This is why I have this podcast, because I can just kind of talk and make stuff out of nothing. Make my life bigger and better and everything I could possibly want. This is how I came up with it all. I was sitting there thinking, and I was like, yo, like, what if I had absolute control over my own life? What would I have to do? Well, I'd have to control my mind. I'd have to control my energy. And I'd have to control my focus. And what comes before focus, it's attention. Everyone's looking for attention. You take attention from someone and they hate it. They hate it with all their life. You know why? It's the first thing you ask for when you come out of the womb. When you're born, you need attention. You lack attention, you die. That baby ain't got no energy. It needs attention. Attention. First thing you get attention. If you don't have attention, then what do you have? A lack of energy. You lack energy, you die. Simple as that. Ugh. I wish it wasn't so, like, so sad. Sadistic, I guess they call it. It's tough. But, yeah. Make sure you have control over your energy, your attention. Who's asking for your energy throughout your life every day, and why are they asking for it? And do you actually want to give it to them? And who are you allowing to influence your life, your mind? What do you put in? You listen to all these people every day talk. Probably. You might not. I know I listen to a lot of people talk. And a lot of the things I hear are smart. And a lot of the things I hear are stupid. And I have a choice to respond to all of them or to this, let them go. You don't need to respond to everything. And you certainly shouldn't respond to everything. That's real control. Control of your response is going to become the control of your life. That's putting yourself in the driver's seat of your entire existence, controlling your energy. All right, that's about it. I love all of you. I love this podcast. I love my life. I'm grateful for this podcast and all the viewers. I hope you all have the most incredible Friday and weekend if you're listening to this right when it comes out. And if you're not, I hope you have the best day of your life. And I'm really, really, really grateful for the people who are still listening. It's a gift to have loyal viewers. And as they multiply by the hundreds, I want every single person to know that no matter what happens, I will never change. And I'll always be the same version, or I guess I should say the same Nate Sarantino with the same values, that I will always be looking to advance humanity. And no matter what happens, don't forget that. Because one day, I will be, like, absurdly famous and absurdly wealthy, and not just monetary value, like, rich in wisdom. The kind of wisdom that, like, people will give their life for. The kind of wisdom that, like, people like Thoth, the Atlantean priest king, would have. King Solomon, Yeshua, that kind of wisdom. The wisdom that can change someone's life with a single word or a sentence. Any of that. All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm really, really appreciative. Have a great rest of your day. My name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast. I can fly.